What does it take to stand out and move up? How can customers tell the difference between you and the competition? How can you differentiate your products and services and dominate your market? It's time now for Project Distinct, the podcast on creating distinction with Scott McCain.
It's Scott McCain. Welcome to, I can't believe this is already episode 20 of Project Distinct, our 20th episode. Man, time flies when you're having fun, I guess. And I hope you're having fun and reaping benefits and rewards from listening to the program. I hope it's been of value to you. Hey, check out the website. It's projectdistinct.com. You can learn more about the Distinction Institute. You can find all the podcasts available there or subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, however you're listening to the program. If you subscribe, that helps us so much. We really appreciate it. And as always, Project Distinct is brought to you by the folks at audible.com, where you can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/distinct. You'll find over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. For our 20th episode, a little story for you. I sat in the wrecked automobile. The dust from the airbag was covering my suit. My ears were still ringing from the shotgun-like sound of its deployment. I opened the car door and walked to the other driver to make certain that he was okay. After calling police and still a little woozy from the accident, I realized there was another telephone call I had to make. I was driving a rental car from Hertz. After finding my iPhone near the deflated airbag on the floorboard, I pulled the rental car agreement from the glove compartment and found the number that I knew was listed, but I'd never previously had to use. I knew the words on the folder almost perfectly. If you're in an accident, call the police and then call this number. Well, I'd called the police. Now it was time to call Hertz and tell them I had just totaled one of their cars. "This is Hertz," the kind voice on the other end of the line answered. "How may I help you?" "Well," I said, "I hate to tell you this. I have never had to make one of these calls before, but I have just wrecked my rental car." "Yes, sir, I understand. Are you all right?" Yes, ma'am, I'm fine. Thanks for asking. May I have your name, please?" Certainly, it's Scott McCain." My head was throbbing from the combination of the accident, the heat of the afternoon, and the stress of the traffic jam that had just been caused during rush hour in New York City by my accident. Suffice it to say that the middle finger salutes my accident was eliciting was not out of concern for my health. "Mr. McCain, are you absolutely certain that you are okay?" the Hertz representative inquired. "Well, I am a little wobbly right now, but I'm not injured." "Oh, I want to make certain," she said, "because, you see, sir, Hertz can always get another car. We can never get another Mr. McCain." In his book, Real Time, marketing guru Regis McKenna, you know, the guy that Steve Jobs turned to in the early days about how to market Apple, McKenna states that we must prepare for, quote, "the age of the never satisfied customer," unquote. While I certainly agree with the premise that customers are getting harder to please, I would take a little bit of a different approach. It's what we do above mere satisfaction that creates the compelling difference. It might be the age of the never satisfied customer, but it's certainly the age of customers seeking distinction. Problem is, in many cases, organizations merely seek out the baseline. However, consider this. If some stellar organizations just focused on the basics rather than trying to create distinction, there'd be no need for Southwest Airlines to tell jokes and have fun on flights. No need for Nordstrom to have service any better than Kmart. In other words, no need to do the very things that have made them distinctive and iconic in the marketplace. Maybe one of our challenges is that we feel our customers simply don't appreciate us. One of the major problems encountering fast food businesses such as McDonald's and Burger King is that by their consistent works, they've spoiled their customer. By being consistent in providing fast food, what was remarkable many years ago, now to today's customer, seems very ordinary. Utility companies face a similar and perhaps somewhat more severe problem in this regard. When was the last time you called the phone company and said, "Thanks, my phone is working"? The telephone service that was considered amazing in the previous century is now taken for granted. The only time you notice your phone is when a call drops, when it doesn't work. You know, in a way, this is a sad state of affairs, isn't it? You know how hard that you and your colleagues work to create a product or service that's reliable and dependable and of great value to your customers. Then, for your amazing efforts, you're rewarded with customers that are bored. That just doesn't seem fair. The problem is business, like life, often simply isn't fair. Yeah, it'd be wonderful if customers recognized your efforts on their behalf. Customers, though, just keep raising the benchmark. By the way, when you are the customer, are you any different? When you drive through McDonald's and they tell you you got to pull over and wait for your order, do you say, "Hey, no problem. In my business, I too understand about unrealistic customer expectations"? No, you just rev your motor to attempt to make the Big Mac get there quicker. I'll have a final thought in just a moment on this. But I want to remind you that for the listeners of the Project Distinct podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download and a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. You can listen to a great novel, like the one I just listened to, The Girl on the Train. So good. Or a great business book, like Crush It, Why Now is the Time to Cash In on Your Passion by Gary Vaynerchuk. Or even my book on Audible, The 7 Tenets of Taxi Terry, How Every Employee Can Create and Deliver the Ultimate Customer Experience. I'd love it if you choose that one. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/distinct. Again, that's audibletrial.com/distinct for your free audiobook. When I first wrote this passage, I was living in central Indiana when the weather had turned cold and I was nursing a hot drink in a Starbucks on East 96th Street. As I sat there, I was looking around at all the other folks on their laptops and wondering what the heck they were up to, just as they were pondering what I'm all about as I typed away in fits and starts. Then I noticed that the employees here are doing something very, very well. It's something so basic and simple, it's incredibly easy to miss, yet it seems as though the baristas are never failing to execute on this simple principle. They are sincerely thanking the customers who choose to do business with them. How much more can a rental car company thank a customer than to tell him, even after he's totaled one of their cars, that he is important to them? Guess when I became a Hertz customer for life. Thanks for joining us on today's Project Distinct podcast. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Please remember to subscribe and to share it, too. Thanks so much for doing that. This is Scott McCain. I'll talk to you soon.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. For more insights from Scott, visit his blog at createdistinction.com. To have Scott bring his award-winning platform presentation to your next meeting, go to scottmccain.com. Scott McCain can become your virtual coach, educating and helping you create distinction in the most comprehensive way possible. Visit our website, distinctioninstitute.com, for all the details. Be distinct.